UFO Reporting Center?
Yeah. This is a lady in Seville.
Yes.
And I live on a farm just east of Seville, and I think there was a UFO here yesterday. And I wanted to tell you, I called the sheriff's department, told them about it, and they gave me your number. I don't know what it could have been. It was some real bright gold object that was in the field across the street from me.
Yes.
And then it lingered over there a little while, and then it came over just like it walked across over into my field. And there was a farmer. The farmer was putting out the oats and working in the field, and it looked like it was going to go on, but then it just suddenly made a turn and went back just the very same path it took when it came over, and went back to where it was. And then it was, well, all I could think about was a balloon, but it was way too far for a balloon. It was a real bright gold color, and it was I'd say 3 to 4 feet in diameter.
Okay.
And it just looked like it was walking. It was just as if there were an animal in it or something. I couldn't believe that a balloon would do that. There was no wind or anything. Then it went back, and there's kind of a swale in this field, and it went to the very same spot it was before, and it lingered back over there for a little while. It went back and forth a little bit. And then it came out of that swale and went where it was flat. And then it gave it, you could almost hear it wasn't a motor, but it was like leaves or something. It made three attempts to go up. It went up 2 feet, and then about 4 feet, and the third time it went up to about 8 feet. And then it took off, and it went southeast, and it went faster than any airplane could go. In 1 minute, it was out of sight.
Okay.
It was the strangest thing I ever... Was anybody doing remote control around or something? Or...
Now, that was just one object?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how close was that to you when it crossed over into your field?
Oh, maybe 300 feet, 400 feet, something like that.
Okay. And it stayed close to the ground at all times?
Yes, all the time. It was just as if it were walking. I didn't think much about it because I kept thinking it was a balloon. And then when I saw it taking off to go back to where it was originally, like, it was just like it was hopping. And it was sort of, it was more or less like an octagon shape thing. And it was big. I mean, it was too big, and there was not one speck of air here yesterday, and a balloon would not travel like that did when it took off, because I watched it till it was out of sight, and it took only about a minute till it was out of sight. It was the strangest thing I ever heard of.
But did you see it come down out of the sky?
No, I was taking a nap, and I looked out the window directly south, and I saw this bright object out there in the field, and I thought, well, what in the world is that? I didn't see it come down.
If I
had seen it land, I might know more about it.
Yes. Did it ever appear to be on the ground?
Oh, it was on the ground all the time.
Okay.
Until it took off.
About what time did that occur?
Between 2:30 and 3:00.
Okay. That farmer that was working the fields, did he appear to notice that too?
I haven't talked to him. I'm going to call and ask him. But it just looked, he was harrowing in the field.
Yes.
It just looked as if they were going to go farther, but when they saw the man with the tractor, they just did a complete right angle and started right back to where they were.
Okay. And how long do you feel you watched it all together?
Oh, maybe 6-7 minutes, something like that.
Okay.
You think I'm nuts, don't you?
No, ma'am.
I'm 76, and I live here on this farm alone.
Okay.
Do you think it could be anything like that?
Well, I'm sure you saw something different.
Well, it was different, and there was no wind of any kind. It was just completely still, and it was bigger than a balloon, and it was just looked like pure gold. It just almost shone in your face.
Did it appear to be reflecting the sunlight?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
I was trying to stop a car to have them go with me to go look, but there was a real deep ditch between where I was standing by the mailbox, and because I walked out to the mailbox to see if I could get a closer view of it, and the man thought I was flirting with him, and so he went on. So I didn't get to go, but maybe it's just a good thing I didn't. They might have taken me.
Okay, thanks again.
If you hear him, would you let me know if there's anything like that in there or not?
We sure will.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.